The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Congrats to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams going to Super Bowl 56. What a championship Sunday. We had thrillers. Let's start with the early game. Joe Burrow and the Bengals rallied past the Kansas City Chiefs to punch their Super Bowl ticket. The Chiefs blowing a 21-3 point lead, letting the Bengals claw back to win 27-24 in OT and clinching the team's first AFC title in over 30 years, going from the worst record 2 years ago now to the Super Bowl. As for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, many were questioning Mahomes early on this season after starting off slow, but then they got hot at the right time, making a playoff run, which ended in disappointing fashion again. Here's a disappointed Mahomes.
If you look at the season that we had to be in this game in general, it's definitely a special group of guys that battled through adversity. But the leaders on this team know that this isn't our standard. We want to win the Super Bowl. Whenever you taste that winning the Super Bowl, nothing less than that is success.
Let's start with Mr. Glass Half Full. That was a joke. Is the Chiefs season a disappointment?
Of course it is. Ladies and gentlemen, your quarterback is a superstar. Mm. Your tight end is a superstar. The cheetah, Tyreek Hill, is a superstar. Your coach is a superstar coach. There are very few coaches in the NFL that you can put above Andy Reid.
I'm with you on that.
It's just a fact. And I love that man. Eric Bieniemy is somebody that we continuously acknowledge and mention because you can't say Andy Reid's a superstar and forget about Eric Bieniemy as his offensive coordinator and a sometime play caller. You can't forget about him. And you scored 3 points in the entire second half and overtime. You didn't go out like Buffalo went out. You didn't go out like that. You didn't go out like Tom Brady went out with Tampa, coming back from a 27-3 deficit.
Like?
Went out like Aaron Rodgers. Oh. Green Bay went out. Okay. You can't go out like that. You just can't do that. Especially when you were ramrodding them in the first half. Can't do it. And so now we have to reflect on the beatdown you took in the Super Bowl. We said, well, that happened courtesy of your offensive line being compromised and Patrick Mahomes having to run for his life on a bad toe. That's what we attributed it to. Well, that wasn't the case yesterday. And Tom Brady wasn't on the other side of the football. That was a second-year quarterback that we just saw 3 years ago win a national championship at LSU. That's what we saw just a couple years ago, rather. That was opposite of you. And the fact that you didn't get it done, to me, there's no way to slice this. You got the 27th-ranked defense against the pass in yards allowed, 27th-ranked defense against the pass, okay, which came back to haunt you. We got lost in all of that because y'all were playing better after you got blown out by Tennessee early in the season, 27-3. You went on to win 7 straight. But then you regressed back to old habits. And in the end, Cincinnati was able to make some noise in the second half, and you couldn't answer the call. I'm sorry. When you have those kind of weapons on the offensive side of the ball with that quarterback and in 4 tries, all 4 AFC championship games, on your home field, you win 2, you lose 2. You go to the Super Bowl, you win 1, you lose 1. It's nothing to sneeze at. It's a tremendous accomplishment. But did we expect more? Yes, we did. Did we get more? No, we didn't. It's a disappointment for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I'm sure they are disappointed that they're not in the Super Bowl, you know. But for the sake of this discussion right here, we're talking about what they got out of the season. Is it a disappointment for them all the way around? And I'm saying, for what they went through, and even Patrick Mahomes said it in this little soundbite, for what they had to go through this season, man, it took something to get here. And what they grabbed out of what they had to go through, I think, will help them moving forward. The issue is, since Patrick Mahomes came in this league so young and had so much success so early, we expect all great things. We even put him up there. He may be the guy that eclipsed Tom Brady one day when he was playing him last year. We should stop that. Just stop. Let this man have his career. And this is the issue, what you're talking about right now. That kind of season is not a disappointment. Dive into the season. Dive into the breakdown. When you talked about the seven-game straight stretch that they went on, that was a pivotal part, I think, for Patrick Mahomes' development moving forward because he learned to play small ball. Now, he had come in this league throwing balls up the field, making big plays, and we were enamored. And then they said, let us make you play small ball. He learned how to play small ball in that stretch. At one period, they had more plays per drive,
and
they were best on third down. That means I kept the chain moving. They lost that game, as you said, because they reverted back to old habits trying to snatch big balls early on. That ability to play small ball, if he had stuck to it right there in that moment. What I told you, what keep Aaron Rodgers, why Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl and Tom Brady has seven right now is because something like this. Aaron Rodgers liked those big plays up the field. Tom Brady will small ball you all the way down the field. Now you can start comparing him to Tom Brady if he continues developing in this.
Do you think it's fair, and that was a great point about Tom Brady there, to characterize it like this. The season was not a disappointment because of where they started and we were questioning Mahomes and this team, but the game was a disappointment.
No. You gave him an out. You gave him an out, Molly. But his pride will let you take it. You gave him a great out, Molly.
You know what you should do, Stephen A., for a job? You should be on one of those, like, competition shows, the judges panel.
You know what?
It would be hilarious and it would be brutal.
Listen.
Like Dancing with the Stars or American Idol.
Back in 2004, I was a judge on Dream Job. That we had on ESPN2, Kid Hoover, Al Jaffe, the great Al Jaffe, the former head of the talent office, who I love dearly. You know, Woody Page and Kid Hoover. And, I loved it. I had a blast. Of course,
that would be great for you.
Yeah, it's appropriate. Absolutely, I would be spectacular at that. Absolutely. But here's the deal.
All right, it's time to go.
Here's the deal. All of those things are fine. What's the goal? It's about the end game.
It's about the end game.
For reason, everybody don't truly have, like, the Cowboys never really true expectations Super Bowl. That was only you and people fell for that. I mean, we all knew they weren't going nowhere. Okay? That wasn't reasonable. We knew they were going home. We knew the Cowboys were going home, okay? He started new in 22. It'll be the same thing then too. But the Chiefs, there were legitimate expectations. And again, the regular season was successful. You won a division crown, okay? You were a number two seed. I got it. So the journey, fine. But at the end of the day, you were a Super Bowl contender who had home field advantage.
Beginning of the season, they were
not. Who had home field advantage and didn't get it done against the second-year quarterback when you had Patrick Mahomes.
That's fair when you put it that way.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
He showed us that he certainly still has a lot left in the tank. He led the NFL in pass yards, TD passes, and completions in his final season. He had more passing yards and TDs in his 40s than he did in his 20s. Age ain't nothing but a number. And now we bring in our friend Teddy Bruschi, three-time Super Bowl champ. Teddy, I know you're big-time countdown crew, so we appreciate you slumming with us today on a weekday and sticking around. So good to see you. Tell me this. Are you surprised that Tom's walking away right now?
Well, it's good to see you, Molly, Stephen A., and Michael. And it's not about the slumming now. They need to let me have some more time with you guys on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So it's great
anytime.
To be with you.
Anytime.
But why now? I think it's time. I mean, I was so fortunate to be with Tom when it started. So I know where his priorities were. When his number one priority was becoming the best quarterback he could be to win championships. And as 20 years go by, I mean, you can say it's end of an era. It's almost an end of two eras, really. I mean, you end up becoming a father and a husband, and you start seeing perspectives, and your perspective changes a little bit. I'm talking about the family aspect of it, of course, and football was still up there with him, but then there's that other part where, what am I missing, okay? Questions you ask yourself. I'm sure Giselle has asked him, too. What else do you have to prove? Two great years in Tampa. One team-wise, you get the championship, and then one individually. And you saw the stats of this year and all the firsts and all the passes, completions, and touchdowns and all that stuff. So he can only go down from here, and I don't think he would. I think he physically could play three more, but it's about, you know what, it's almost a perfect time, too, to just walk away while I've had a great year and I had a good last drive. I mean, he didn't win the game, but still feeling fulfilled about a career. I think that's where he is right now, and he should be.
Listen, let me take a turn, and not with a point of, you know, not with an opinion per se, but just a thought that I'd like to be educated about from the married folks up in here and stuff like that. But y'all know I've never walked down that aisle, you know what I'm saying? So y'all are fortunate. Here's what I'm thinking, Teddy Bruce. Giselle is home, and at some point she said, what about me? What about us? And you run out of answers. What possible answer could Tom Brady have at this point? See, as we all sit here and throw all the laudables and sprinkle all of the laudables on his resume, his career, and stuff like that, I think the thing that we don't take into account, or we haven't taken into account enough, and I'm certainly guilty of this, is that Giselle watching that too. She knows it better than us. You know what I'm saying? I said he threw for 84,000 plus yards. She know the exact number. I mentioned he threw for over 620 touchdowns. She knew the exact number. I talked about the 7 titles and the 5 Super Bowl MVPs and the 3 league MVPs and stuff like that. Not only does she know all of that, Teddy, playmaker, she also knows, okay, all the, those delicate stories that you could talk about, Teddy, when, you know, Tom Brady, you know, was tutoring your son on how to be a quarterback or, you know, or whatever he did for Michael Irvin. You know, Molly, you know as well. I'm saying y'all know what comes with it. And I'm just saying that's ammunition for her. It's actually ammunition against Brady.
Right,
because he went, and then Antonio Brown comes in, and you causing all of this stress and this drama. And then, like, why are you still doing this exactly? And then not only that, and this is what I'll get because I got four. I was raised by 5 women. I got 4 older sisters, okay? So I believe, I don't know, but I believe in my heart, at some point in time, Giselle did this. What are you trying to say? You don't want to be home? Is that what you're trying to say? And guess what?
No,
and if you're Tom Brady, you're like, I'm not saying that at all.
Right,
I do want to be home. I do want to be home. That's all I'm saying, Teddy. It's just a thought. It's just a thought.
No, I think it's you talk about the marital aspect of it, and it's actually been incredibly unselfish of Giselle over the last 5 to 7 years to let him continue. I mean,
no, I'm not debating that. She cornered him now. I'm saying she cornered him now. And it diluted. He didn't have a comeback after this. Because of what you just said, she has been unselfish. She has been incredibly supportive. I'm saying she said enough's enough. What argument could he have?
I think this has been the plan the whole time about after this year. And I don't think with these quarterbacks, I mean, Mike, I mean, they don't fly by the seat of their pants like, I'm going to just make the decision right now and, oh, let's have a conversation. These things are put into works like months and a year, maybe 2 years in advance. I leave New England. It's all right, honey. This is what we got to do. 2 years, what do you think? And maybe that was the plan all along.
Yeah, and when we get to 22 years, so we can back this thing up and know that these discussions have been going on for quite a few years. You know, because I could imagine, I can see Tom in there saying, you know, I want to be here and I want to be able to give you all of me. I'm such a competitor, but there's still a lot of me on the football field. If I come home, I'm not coming home complete to give you all of me. So I'd imagine the last few years he's used that argument, and maybe right now it's at a point where it's not working. Hey, listen, we all know what's best for Tom, and Tom's going to do what's best for Tom. I'm just saying for the game, I'm going to miss him and all that he brings to the game.
Of course, one of my favorite athletes ever, and I'm a Giants fan saying that. But, Teddy, I want to ask you this. I know families first, and I'm glad that he'll have that time with his children and his wife and all of that. But I also feel like Tom is so driven and calculated at the same time, and I mean that in a complimentary aspect, that I'm sure he's excited and eager to start his second career and has aspirations and other things that he would like to accomplish. I don't think he would just be a stay-at-home dad. I think he also has other projects that he'd want to be involved in, right?
Totally agree, Molly. And like I'm saying about these men, these quarterbacks, these elite quarterbacks, these competitors, Tom knew way before he said goodbye to New England that that was his last year. I argue that Tom knew that it was highly possible that he would spend just 2 years in Tampa Bay, or before this last year, he knew this was going to be his last year too. Now, do you think Tom Brady doesn't have a plan in terms of what he'll do now? He absolutely does. I can't give you intimate knowledge about what it is, but you will learn about big plans that the Brady camp has. I believe that it is not unknown. I mean, Tom does not go through anything about, okay, what do I do now? It's about what I was thinking about for probably 5 years of what I could do when I finally say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing with Kobe. Really quick, Teddy, before we let you go here, can you just tell me one thing, whether it's as a competitor, an athlete, or as a friend, that you love or admire most about Tom Brady, since you have an intimate relationship with him?
What I would say is of how, what he does with every team that he's a part of. He works so hard to form relationships with every one of his teammates. Mm. And if there was one word I would describe him, and a lot of guys would describe him, would be like, I mean, something like a brother, really. Because what he always believed was, how are you supposed to look to me as a leader and look to me to be your quarterback if I don't have that relationship with you and we don't care about each other? Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'm talking about compassion, I'm talking about kindness, I'm talking about getting to learn your family, which is the story I talked about in terms of him teaching my son quarterback tips while my son's in his underwear and Tom's in his pajamas over FaceTime. You know, little things like that. There are a lot of stories a lot of his teammates have about Tom Brady caring about so much as you, the individual, and you, the person, along with you as a teammate.
Special competitor, special person, and we will certainly miss him on the field, but I think we'll be seeing him plenty of other places, and excited to see how that turns out. Teddy, so great to see you. You let us know when you want to come back and own Stephen A. in some debate. You know, this was fun, all
that's
this nostalgia, but when you're ready to take him on, put him in his place,
let me know. That's my brother. Why would you
great
say that?
Great to see all of you.
Why are you trying to be divisive? Why are you trying to be divisive? That's my brother
Teddy used to get into some good debates on this show.
No.
Oh, he did.
No, Teddy spoke, I listened. And then it was my turn to speak,
but I listen
to Teddy, okay?
That's what I do. Way to walk it back.
That's what I do.
All right, Teddy, we'll talk. Thank you so much.
All right, my brother.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
ITB.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Joe Burrow has his Bengals in the Super Bowl, and now LeBron James is chiming in, responding to a tweet comparing the Bengals getting to the big game to the Sacramento Kings reaching the NBA Finals. LeBron responded, "But not if you get a generational talent in the draft. You would have said the same thing about the Cavs before 2003, right?" Joe B is the absolute truth. We all saw
and knew it. Michael, would Burrow winning the Super Bowl for Cincy be bigger than LeBron's title with Cleveland?
Well, I got to say yes to this. And for a number of reasons, I pushed towards this direction. First of all, you know, LeBron, of course, got drafted by Cleveland and left and came back. Joe Burrow got drafted by Cincinnati. And everything that Cincinnati has used to get to this point, we can call it homegrown. Now, I can also branch off into, I believe it's more difficult winning a Super Bowl than any other sport. You know, we see in basketball many times where you can put two or three good players together and make a very good basketball team. You can put many great players together on football, but it still takes some cooking to make this a football family because it's not just about physical skill set on the football field. Joe Burrow winning in Cincinnati. Cincinnati has never, of course, won a Super Bowl. Last year, they only won four games. To get them back now after winning four games and have them in a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl, oh my God, that absolutely outweighs that great task, the great accomplishment that LeBron has in Cleveland when he brought back and said, Cleveland, this one's for you. Joe saying, Cincinnati, this one for you is bigger than that.
It's not. You're wrong, but what else is there? Joe Burrow and what he's accomplished as a Cincinnati Bengal is fantastic. And if they won the Super Bowl, it would be great for Cincinnati. LeBron James ended more than a half century of not winning in any sport in Cleveland. Anything. Indians hadn't won a World Series. I was looking it up right now. I want to see who won a World Series. Last time they won, 1948. Okay? I'm talking about the Indians. They were, you know, the Cleveland Browns, don't get me started. That was 1964 when Frank Ryan was their quarterback. Some dude named Frank Ryan. Okay? Sounded like, you know, clear and present danger or something like that. Okay? I mean, Jim Brown was their running back. Okay? 1964. Cleveland, an NBA franchise that started in 1970, hadn't won anything. Okay, so when LeBron won, overcoming a 3-1 deficit, even though it was a stimulus package that he was helped along by, when Adam Silver and the NBA League office suspended Draymond Green, okay, and then things fell apart. The bottom line is he overcame a 3-1 deficit to beat a 73-9 team in Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and the crew, okay, to capture a championship for the city of Cleveland in any sport. For the first time since 1964, over 50 years. So what I'm saying to you is when you take that into consideration, that wins the argument right there. I'm not finished, Mr. Cowboy. I'm not finished. Then we're talking about LeBron James. I understand Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's nice.
Yeah.
We talk about LB.
Bad boy.
We talk about LBJ.
Usually, Michael, the NFL is king, and I'm with you. Right, I know he's an NBA guy.
Right.
But this is LeBron.
I understand
it's not just any
LeBron.
NBA player who ended the draft.
I understand. Hold on.
I appreciate that. But all you had to do is preface it by saying Stephen A's right, Michael. You could have done that.
As opposed to just making it right. You're not right. That's
Stephen
not what
right.
She's
you could
saying,
have said, Stephen
LeBron.
A's right, Stephen.
Saying.
Here's
Guess
why.
What?
I give you that it's LeBron James. I give you it's LeBron James, but LeBron James got drafted to Cleveland.
So?
And then did
so
decision. And
went to South Beach.
And went to South Beach.
You're the last person.
So you
you're the last
pain.
Person in the plane.
You brought excuse pain me. In the excuse relationship. Oh, the
oh,
owner
stop
writing
it.
A letter.
Stop it.
The owner
yeah.
writing a
so
letter said never again.
That was foul
along the line. Never again will you win for it. So you brought pain. Joe Burrow ain't bring nothing but love and joy.
It's the second year.
That's what I'm telling you. It came from a good place.
LeBron
came back.
I know, but after he kind of slapped him in the face and pushed him away, he came back.
So
wait a minute. You can't just take the good parts of a relationship. You got to put all of the relationship
on
the table. Joe Burrow has
a
great relationship with
him. He's a baby. He's a baby.
LeBron.
Time out. Joe Burrow just got to the league. What I'm trying
right?
to say, all right,
that proves my point.
No, it doesn't prove your point, because I'm trying, you got to take the whole
I
relationship.
Just got as far here. As
I'm and I pulled you out of purgatory and put you in heaven.
Just got here. Where was Cleveland before LeBron arrived? Where was the NBA when LeBron arrived? I know they had, you had
I'm
Kobe.
I'm not saying
other,
you're not
what
right
I'm saying
there.
Is, listen, all I'm trying to say to you is this. Cincinnati will be a great, great story. It helps they don't have a basketball team. There were the Cincinnati Reds. We wish them nothing but the best. Okay, they're no longer identified with Marge Schott. Thank the good Lord. But the point that I'm trying to make to you is this: I'm not taking anything away from Joe Burrow, but the NFL considered to be a sport with significant parity year to year. Anybody could win. That has to get taken into consideration as well. You know, when you look at the National Basketball Association, you know what elite teams are going to be in the mix. And for LeBron James to capture the championship in Cleveland in a race of more than a half century of utility.
You go into history only when it serves you. You don't want to see all of history. Why don't you go into the relationship? That's part of the history. But you can go to 42, but you can't go to DC.
Is it that moment? Is this that moment where you say, don't go to your history, go to D history.
Exactly what I'm trying to say.
Go to D history. How did that work for you?
Once you open up history, bring it all in.
What are you talking about, bring it all in?
Bring it all in.
I did bring it all in.
You act like this was a great thing. Very ride to the top of this championship for Cleveland.
Time out.
It was for Cincinnati. It was no bumps in the road.
What are we going to say? If Cincinnati went, first of all, we got the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Los Angeles Rams for the Super Bowl, right? First of all, we're going to go like this. Okay, we're looking forward to Super Bowl week. We're looking forward to it. The second they win the Super Bowl, we'll enjoy them the next day, and then we'll move on to the NFL draft or whatever. You don't move on from LeBron James. You continue to talk about LeBron James because he has that kind of impact. He reverberates that significantly. He resonates that significantly.
And he took that impact to other cities and won in those other cities.
Yes,
Joe Burrow didn't do that. Joe Burrow pulled his team
It's a greater championship when you pull it from the roots. Where'd you go to college?
University of Miami.
All right. Aren't you familiar with South Beach?
Yes, I am.
Are you? Is there a problem with him going to South Beach?
But that ain't the conversation. The conversation is about Cleveland and Cincinnati and what championship is greater.
That would be Cleveland. That would be Cleveland. Because when you won, nobody, your city was considered purgatory. You resurrected a city. You generated billions for a city. You let everybody know Cleveland is a winning town. Now, by the way, the Cleveland Cavaliers, y'all better look out. They are a threat in the Eastern Conference. J.B. Bickerstaff doing a hell of a job, by the way.
Let him go win the championship now. That'll be some tantamount to what Joe Burrow doing. Because those guys are homegrown. You're proving my point now.
Where's LeBron from? So he left for South Beach. Where he from? He's from Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio.
30 minutes outside.
Right. I know where Akron is. I go
there the first year.
I know where Akron is. I'm in Canton, Ohio every year for the Hall of Fame.
And I
go by with it. I have dinner in Akron. Everything is LeBron. It's LeBron. It's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing.
It should be.
It absolutely should be. But everything going
to
be Joe Burrow. In Cincinnati when he gets done. Right, in time.
It's a little hard to have this conversation because, one, it's so early in his career.
It's great on both sides.
Can we get into commercial break? I need some water. Does it have electrolytes in it?
I mean, you might need.
Always electrolytes. I try to stay hydrated. That's why you were sprinting and wasn't sweating.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Yeah. Okay, listen, in honor of the great Tom Brady calling it a career, I decided it's time for me to give you my list of the top five quarterbacks of all time, Michael Irvin, of all time. Okay, you ready for this, Molly? You ready for this, Michael Irvin?
Do it.
All time. And remember, we're not going on just championships, all right? It's not just resume. It's talent, too. Let's go to number 5 on the list. Give it to me right now. Yes. Where is it, y'all? Don't delay this. Excuse me. The board ain't working. I'm sorry. Number 5. Number 5 on the list, Molly, Michael Irvin, is Aaron Rodgers. I am not leaving this man off this list. I am disgusted with his performance a couple of weeks ago against Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. But I cannot forget the 37 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. I cannot forget the league MVP from last year with 48 touchdowns. Okay.
Oh,
I cannot forget.
Stephen,
I don't
know. Is this a regular season award?
Excuse me. It's everything. Talent-wise,
right.
Aaron Rodgers is one of is, you know,
all
talent-wise,
time.
Maybe the greatest of all time. But I can't leave him out of the top 5 despite that. I got to put him in there. Let's go to number 4 on the list, please. Give it to me. The one and only Patrick Mahomes. I understand that he's a superstar talent, Michael Irvin. Here's the thing. 4 trips to the AFC Championship game, all on your home turf. Only 2 times did you get to the Super Bowl instead of the 4 with the home court advantage, okay? You got blown out in last year's Super Bowl. You lose yesterday. You still only got 1, and we've seen some vulnerability, even though you got Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. We know he's a superstar, but I'm talking about, obviously, it can't put him number 1 because of the struggles that he's had. Let's go to number 3 on the list, please. Give it to me right now. The one and only Peyton Manning. 2 Super Bowl titles, okay? 3 trips to the Super Bowl. Let us not forget, regular season-wise, the numbers that he put up. Let us not forget he's always been in control of the offense. He was basically the offensive coordinator. He was the one calling plays. He was the one running the offense. His intellect is undeniable. We understand what he brought to the table. The leadership ability also can't be questioned. That's why we got to put Peyton Manning up in there. He's simply one of the greatest ever. It's undeniable. And he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. Let's go to number 2 on the list, please. You know to give it to me. Come on now. Give it up here. Joe Montana, how can you deny it? We know what the man brings to the table.
Omo.
4-time Super Bowl champion. Okay. Undefeated in Super Bowl appearances. I mean, Joe. Just Joe Cool. He was the one that was teaching people how to get it done. Had Bill Walsh with him, but nevertheless, he produced. He produced in big moments. The Cincinnati Bengals can tell you about that.
Yes.
Not once, but twice because of what he did to them in Super Bowl appearances against Kenny Anderson, against Boomer Esiason, against all of these other guys. Joe Montana still handled his business. And before number 1 came along, that's what we were thinking about. But he ain't number 1 anymore. We know who's number 1. It's the one and only Tom Brady. For all the reasons we've been pointing out all day long, since Friday, since news came down, he's about to retire. A 7-time Super Bowl champion, 10 appearances in the Super Bowl, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, 3 league MVPs, 84,000+ yards passing, 624 touchdowns he threw, a better than 3 touchdown to 1 interception ratio in his career. Just absolutely positively phenomenal, and closed out the deal winning a championship at age 43, being in the playoffs at age 44, passing for over 5,300 yards, threw for over 40 touchdowns, and by the way, down 27-3 in his last game, brought him back and tied the score. But the defense gave up a Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp long pass that put him in field goal range. This is the Tom Brady going out like a champion, handling his business. These are my top 5 quarterbacks when you take into account talent and resume. And as a caveat, I left John Elway out, even though he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
I know what he's done, but I will remind everybody, John Elway won the championship first time in 1997. Terrell Davis ran for 1,750 yards that year. In 98, when they went back to the Super Bowl, Terrell Davis ran for 2,008 yards. He was the big reason why the Denver Broncos were in that Super Bowl and won Super Bowl championship. That's why John Elway is not on my top 5.
And I like your top 5. I like it. Let me tell you where I like. Tom Brady is no doubt. And we don't even talk enough about Joe Moe anymore because of what Tom Brady has done. I think you got Peyton Manning in the right spot. Now, this 4 and 5, I'm going to have some issues with.
Okay.
Now, outside of my own personal preference of being knowing that Troy won 3 Super Bowls and can play with that 4 and 5 area, I will put that there. But I would at least have to flip these. I would, because Patrick Mahomes only has one Super Bowl right now. And Aaron Rodgers only has one. But Aaron Rodgers has been around longer and has been producing more consistently.
I don't have a problem with that.
More consistently over a period of time.
I don't have a problem with that. My only problem is Patrick Mahomes has performed better in the postseason than Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, that's why I put Aaron Rodgers at number five.
Dan Marino?
Man, it's so hard right now because Dan Marino, John Elway, you can drop any one of these last two off and put both of those guys on there and you still wouldn't be wrong. But I like it except those last
two. Dan Marino never won a title. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
Don Shula never gave him a defense. You had Mark Super Duper, Mark Clayton. You had Chuck Muncy coming out of the backfield. Dan Marino was sensational. He was never given a defense. That's the one problem that I had with Don Shula. He never gave him a defense.
And you said prior that the championship is not about the championship.
You could say the same thing about Dan Fouts, but he never got to a Super
Bowl. So who did you think about in the five spot?
I thought about Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but you must always have a list of about seven before you get to the five.
I will tell you this. John Elway.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw, four-time Super Bowl champion. I know that they had a whole bunch of Hall of Famers on the defensive side of the ball. Yep. That's why people don't want to give Terry Bradshaw credit. But he did have Lynn Swann. He did have John Starworth. And he won four Super Bowl titles. And there were plenty of big pass plays that he produced. I wouldn't Roger Staubach for a Dallas Cowboy, if I'm being fair. Another name I got to throw in there as well.
Okay.
And so when I think about those names, that's what I cannot ignore.
Well, if this wasn't COVID, I'd come hug you. Boy, you grown here, boy. You put two Dallas Cowboys in your thoughts right there.
That's when y'all legitimately deserved praise. Roger Staubach.
Oh, he looked at the whole history.
Right. The whole history. Not just my history, but the history.
Thank you for that. I truly appreciate
so you see what I'm
him giving us right. something.
I did. I gave
him. You gave us something. I appreciate that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You know, gentlemen, sometimes people like to slander me in my name, but I want you all to know that my word is bond, and I am here to vindicate myself right now. So joining us is a special guest, Dan from Security at the Seaport.
Oh.
Hey, Dan, are you available?
I am, Molly. How are you?
Hey, how we doing? Shout out to Dan. Shout out to Vinny. You guys are the best. Hey, Dan, I'm just wondering, when I gave you my Super Bowl picks, what two teams did I say, Dan?
You picked the Rams and Kansas City. And you picked the Rams to win.
Thank you.
Dan, this is Stephen A. What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Good, Steve. How are you?
You know we don't care what you say, Molly said. You know that, right? You know that. Dan's my guy, too. We love Dan.
Excuse me. What do you have to say for yourself? Dan is out there protecting you every day.
He's a good man.
You know?
I love Dan.
He's out there with you. Right. He's protecting your back.
We love
Dan. Do you think he would come on national TV and lie right now?
Not at all. I think he's telling the truth. But here's what you're missing. You're missing a very important point.
Thank you.
Regardless of what you told Dan, when the cameras were rolling on national television, you said Brady. How does Dan let you off the hook with that? How? So you told Dan. So did you lie to Dan or did you lie to the American people? Which one, Molly?
Don't put Dan on the spot.
Did you lie to Dan or the American people?
This is truly what happened, America. Do you want to know? Okay. With Dan and I have real talk, intimate conversations. Okay. And I was like, you know what, Dan? I think it's going to be L.A., but I want it to be Brady. So on TV, I was going to Brady. And I'm am such a bad liar that when you asked me, I was like, well, yes. So that's the truth. You know what, Dan?
That's exactly how it happened.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, for vindicating me.
Thank you, Dan. You did not vindicate her. You did not vindicate her, Dan. But Dan, thank you for coming on. You did not vindicate her.
Dan, I'm buying the whole Seaport Mr. Dips all week. We're getting burgers, shakes, everything. You're buying it for yourself.
No, why are you acting like you're buying it for
yourself? I got to move on. She wants to eat those burgers.
That's what that is.
I'm going to work out after the show. On this day, we're transitioning. I want to get this quick. On this day in 1993, Michael Irvin's Cowboys beat the Bills in Super Bowl 27. Troy Aikman passed for 4 touchdowns. Emmitt Smith rushed for 108 yards.
Ooh, look at that
touchdown. The playmaker himself caught 2 TD passes. Dallas's win was its third in its record 6 Super Bowl appearance. Special moment. Michael, what do you remember from this game?
Man, it was nothing like it. That was that first Super Bowl. Everybody always asks, which is better? There's nothing like the first. And it was in Hollywood. It was in L.A. and all of the stories around that. That was the last time we had a Super Bowl in L.A. That's why I'm looking forward to SoFi.
For sure.
It was absolutely special. It's very special for me. I mean, that's when the Cowboys were relevant. That's when they really mattered, legitimately. That's when they used the football field to validate their greatness and their bloviating. That's what they did. They didn't use the genius, the marketing genius of Jerry Jones, all right, and his family to buffer their stature. They didn't steal headlines in the back pages about what they talked about and what they prognosticated and what they speculated about. They said, yo, watch us on the field handle our business. Damn, that's when the Cowboys were the Cowboys. And how long ago was that, 1993?
That's okay. We are a new 22. We will win.
Really?
That's the money.
I'm going to use that. Brand new 2022. Let's go.
We will win. That's what Cowboys
did. Today was a big day. That was a big day. Dan brought the receipts.
You got caught in a lie.
I was vindicated.
You got caught in a lie.
That was not a lie.
You got caught in a lie.
It was me protecting Brady.
It was a lie. You said Brady.